This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Harry the Poisonous Centipede Goes to Sea, the third adventure about Harry the Poisonous Centipede, written and read by Lynn Reed Banks. Chapter 1. How It Began. Harry and George were lying in the moonlight. They'd gone up to the no-top world as soon as it got dark, looking for an adventure, George had said, but there didn't seem to be one. Harry had his suspicions that George wasn't so much looking for adventure as for something else. These aren't people we're talking about. They're centipedes, and not those little wiggly wireworms you dig up in your garden either. These are giant tropical centipedes, and they are poisonous. They have pincers on their heads.